Steven Jackson joins us on Sports Byline USA. Certainly one of the fine running backs in the National Football League. Seven straight seasons of rushing for more than 1,000 yards, and he joins us. And Steven, you know, when I take a look at your career playing football, that is one thing. But what impresses me an awful lot is what you've done off the field as well. Where does that go back to? I'm going to assume it probably goes back to the home and your parents.
It does. It actually originates there. I was always raised that, you know, we always look out for our fellow man, and we always lend a helping hand to people that we can help out. So when I was able to start my own foundation, I funded it in 2004. We wanted to help combat illiteracy because in the Las Vegas area where I'm from, we have a very high school dropout rate. So I wanted to encourage kids to stay in school and to not try to put a price tag on their education, but to make sure that they knew that it was priceless.
Am I assuming correctly that your parents were disciplinarians?
Well, I'm a son of a Marine, so that sums it up right there.
You're absolutely right about that. What type of approach did they take about education? What was it your mom and dad said to you about the importance of education?
Yeah, one, I couldn't go outside and play. I couldn't even watch television until my homework was done and show that I was comprehending, you know, the classwork that we had did that day. So from the moment I entered school, I always understood that if I didn't take care of my classwork, I wasn't going to be able to do anything outside of school.
How did you end up at Oregon State?
It's funny. Here's a good question. Coach Erickson did a great job of recruiting me. The first day that head coaches could visit students on the recruiting circle, he showed up to my doorstep before even UNLV did. And then for 2 years, he just did a great job. And I noticed that the program at the time was very good and very up and coming. He had the likeness of TJ Houshmandzadeh, Chad Johnson at the time, and a couple other guys that stood out in college football. And I just saw it as an opportunity for me to go there and play as a true freshman and really be a part of something that was fresh.
How much of an influence did your parents have in that final decision to go to Oregon State, Stephen?
Not at all. That was all my decision. If my mom would have had her ways, I would have stayed right here in Las Vegas and UNLV. And my father, he really didn't lean either way. He was actually giving me a chance to make a decision. He was getting ready for me to become a young man. And he told me that decisions like this should be made based on what I want, so that I could fully commit myself to it and not feel like I was forced into it.
The reason why I asked that question is I've broadcast games from Corvallis and also over in Pullman, Washington. I know what those two little towns are like, and they're not exactly the bright lights of Broadway, if you know what I'm talking about. And it shows me that you really gave some thought to something other than just the football. Yeah, the football was important, but you were looking for a more well-rounded experience, one that you could be comfortable in. And I think that's important that when kids are looking for making a college athletic decision, they sometimes make it for the wrong reasons. Can you comment on that a little bit?
Yeah, it's unfortunate. A lot of kids kind of just look at the football program or who's the head coach at the time. But I really took in consideration what I wanted to study in school, where the city was located, and where did I think I could thrive at. And, of course, you know, that was my first time leaving home. So to make things a little smoother of a transition, I picked a small college town where I figured me and my teammates would be really close. I could get to know the student body, my other peers that was there. And I felt that the school, although it was big, it was still small enough that I could reach out to the professors for help if I felt the need to in certain classes.
I know one of the other things you're trying to do is educate kids as far as financial responsibility, and you're using the fact that some athletes, pro athletes, find themselves after their careers are over with, or even during their careers, having financial problems and filing for bankruptcy. Tell me a little bit about how you're trying to educate them in that area.
Well, the first thing, I always try to teach them about having a checking account and a savings account. And I always talk to them about trying to live off 80% of your money. Me personally, I initially pay my 10% in tithes. I believe in giving back to the church. And then the other 10% I put away for a rainy day, and try to live my income off of 80%. And I believe if you can adopt that, especially at an early age, you can be very successful on top of other investment opportunities that you can take advantage of. That, you know, if you hire the right financial advisor, it's definitely things that can help prepare you for the future and get ready, for me particularly as a young man, get ready for my second career, which I'll be in my 30s at some point.
Steven, you and I both know that it's almost like an hourglass when it comes to the National Football League. Those grains of sand coming out are like time. And you've been now in the National Football League almost for double-digit years, and the Rams have struggled. How did you maintain the positive attitude given the problems that they've had over the last 5 years?
Simply, I say simply, but it's not simple. But I just walk by faith. I believe in all things in life will not look the way it should or go the way it will. But I believe when you walk in destiny and you trust in something that's higher, things work itself out. And through the bumps and the bruises that I've been through with the St. Louis Rams, it's made me an all-around better person and a better athlete, because the things that I went through these last 5 years, I never would have given myself credit for. But being able to be consistent as a football player and a standout leader on the team and in the community, those are two things that I didn't foresee in my future that have just happened over time.
I mentioned about the seven straight seasons of rushing for 1,000 yards or more. And when you look at what you've accomplished, what is it that impresses Steven Jackson the most about being able to do that?
I think actually being able to consecutively run for 1,000 yards seven straight times and breaking Eric Dickerson's all-time rushing record. You know, he's a great running back, one of the greatest in the NFL itself. So for me to kind of conquer some of his goals and his records, those are things I dreamed about when I was drafted there. But, you know, you never know how your career is going to pan out.
And what about your body? What have you noticed as the difference? I mean, you're getting into that time period now where the hits are beginning to accumulate a little bit. What do you do differently now going into your eighth or ninth season going forward that you didn't do when you were a rookie or a second or a third-year guy?
You know what? I've always been good. I've always been good about taking care of myself and my body, but I guess the biggest change within that recently is that I got on a very strict diet during the football season. I allow myself to enjoy food in the off season for a little bit, but 10 months out of the year, I'm on a very strict diet, and that has allowed me to actually feel better. Even when I sleep, I wake up with energy. The food that I put in me, it gives me a lot of energy to where I can feel that I'm on the top of my game.
Steven, I was talking to a teammate of yours, and I asked him about you, and I said, what is it that you respect and admire about him the most? And he said, you know what? He breaks down the game. He understands the game of football, and he's able to attack it from that standpoint. That's a pretty high compliment. Indeed, do you approach the game more from a cerebral standpoint?
I do. I go as far as deep as who's the defensive coordinator. What does he like to call? How does he attack? And then from there, I go to the personnel and thinking, who on the field matches up well with me? And I try to find their weakness or their tendencies. You know, the NFL is full of great NFL players, and the one thing I can try to control is the way I prepare myself week in and week out on top of my God-given ability.
Jim Brown once told me he knew when he had gotten every inch out of a running play. Do you have that same sense as well? Do you know when to shut it down, that you've gotten every inch?
I just learned that last year. Before last season, no, I did not. But I, over time and over seasons and over games, I realized when to allow myself to go down and feel like I got the most out of that play. It's safer to get back to the huddle and run another play instead of trying to force something and come up with an injury or possibly turn over the ball.
And you know as well that respect is an important thing. How do you know when a defense has respected what Steven Jackson has done in a game?
After the game, my peers, we all give each other high fives and we talk after the game. Although it's a contact sport and we have a lot of rivalries within the game of football, we all respect each other, especially the hard work we all put in. And it's a small fraternity. And when my peers tell me that, you know, they admire the way I carry myself, the work that I put in over the years, and that even some of them looked up to me, it's just very humbling to hear some of my peers in the NFL say that.
Before I let you loose, as you know, we're heard worldwide on the American Forces Network. That means the troops over in Afghanistan and elsewhere around the world get a chance to listen to you tonight and catch our show each night. I know, being the son of a Marine, you'd like to send out a hoo-ah to the troops and say the best to them.
Of course. I just want to say to all the service men and women out there, come home safe. God bless. And America's only great because of you. So hoorah and get home safe, please.
Steven, take care. You are welcome back here anytime on Sports Byline, and we'll talk down the road. Thanks a lot, Steven.
All right, thank you.
Steven Jackson with us. Steven was a first-round pick, again, out of Oregon State University. He played his high school football in Las Vegas, but he was picked as a number 24 pick in the 2004 draft, and boy, has this guy busted on the scene. 2005, a breakout year for him, but seven straight seasons of rushing for 1,000 yards or more, and he eclipsed the Rams rushing record held by Eric Dickerson. We continue with more of you and America's Sports Talk Show.